Okay, today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Again, today's shiur is sponsored L'Refua Shleima. For the past week, Bela Chana Bas Esther. Bela Chana Bas Esther, L'Refua Shleima. Okay, we will start with Chaf Tesman Beis on the bottom line. And we just quoted the Din of Reish Lakish, which the Gemara is going to relate to. The Din of Reish Lakish of Edim do not sign on a shtar unless everything was done properly. And therefore, if we see a shtar that has witnesses, so then we could assume everything was done kedasu kedin. So we have another story related to that. Last line. Hahi Udisa. There was a shtar hoda'a. Right, Ashtar Odisa showed that somebody was modet to something. The Ron says it must be that there were two chasimos on it. Two chasimos of Bezdin. Vaday Bahoda Zu says the Ron, Lo chasmuba el shnayim. It must be there were two people that signed on it. Kivan Sheheviu Ba, because you'll see. Well, let's wait with the Ron and then see the story. Because and it was written on it, Duchrin Piskami. What does that mean? Duchrin Piskami is not a lashon of Edus, but a lashon of Dayanim. That's what Rashi says. The things that were recorded. Duchrin Piskami. So we don't know if the two signatures that are on it were from Edim or from Abezdin. It says Duchrin Piskami, which is a lashon of Dayanim, but there were only two signatures, which is a lashon of two, which reflect Edim. V'chol lishti de beidina, and everything on it had the language of a Bezdin. V'lo havi kasa baba mosaf plasa havina v'chad leisawi. But the problem was, it did not say on it, there were three of us, and one of them is not here anymore. So you don't know whether it's from a Bezdin or not. So Ravina Lameimar Hainu de Reish Lakish. Ravina thought to say, this must be like the din of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said on the bottom, Ein ha'edim chosman al ashtar, el emk nasa gadol. Reish Lakish said that if you see signatures, so it must be everything happened properly, kedasu kedin, and you don't have to research. So that's what Ravina thought to say here. So Amarle, Rav Nasan Bar Ami, Hachi Amina Mishrei the Rava. No, they said, no, this is what we heard in the name of Rava. Kol ki agavna, chayshina lebezdin towin. No, you gotta worry. You gotta be worried about Bezdin towin, maybe Bezdin that might have made a mistake, and therefore you cannot trust that this is a full Maisa Bezdin, and the Hodah happened in front of Bezdin. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ikasiv Bey, it's kasev ba beidina sulot zarech. If it has the actual lashon bezdin, then for sure it's fine because people wouldn't be confused and make a mistake with that because everybody knows that two people aren't called a bezdin. Says the Gemara 1 second. V'dilma bezdin chatzafu. What do you mean? We had back earlier in the Masechta on Daf Gimel, right? What it maybe bezdin means a bezdin chatzuf, meaning the chutzbedik bezdin only relies on a bidi evadin. To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said shnayim shadanu dinei and din. Rabbi Shmuel says that two people that judge b'di'evet is okay, l'chadchila not, b'shtayim shadonu dinayim din. So maybe you have to elishin ikru bezin chatzuf. So maybe that's the bezin that took place here. So the Gemara says, no, d'kasav bey, beidina d'ravana ashi. No, it says on the shtar, again, with two signatures, the bezin of Ravashi, Ravana ashi. So the Gemara says, still, v'debar rabbanan d'bey Ravashi, kishmuel svirle. Maybe they all like Shmuel. The Rabbanan there, and, you know, that's still not a din l'chadchila. We'll see if it's even a din to the Evan. The Kasev Bo, the Omar Lon, Ravana Ashi. Ravashi himself told us. And Ravashi for sure did not hold like that, would not make the mistake of holding like that. And therefore, that's how you know that it was true. So we end up saying that this case is a very small ukimta, where we know that it was done correctly because it says Ravashi's name on it. Okay, so we continue. The Ron, again, like I started off by saying before, says this must be talking about a case of two signatures because we quote Shmuel, Shayib Shadanu, Dinei and Din, Umashma Mehacha, but the Ron says, Di'ihavi Kasiv Be'i B'mosav Tlasa Kechada, it's Mashma that if it would have said there were three of us, even though only two of them signed it, it would have worked. The only problem here is because there were two. But if there had been three and it said v'chadli sohi, that would have been okay. 2 points that come up from the Gemara. Number one is, do we paskin like Shmuel on any level? Shnayim shadanu dinei and din, it's called a bezel chatzuf. Do we paskin like Shmuel on any level? We didn't really focus on this when we came up earlier on Daf Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and Simen Yud Gimel, Simon Yud Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shach in Yud Gimel Hey quotes all of the Mefarshim. Where is the Shach? Right, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a. I'm not going to find it right now because I thought it was the other din. But here it is. Says the Simon Gimel, not Yud Gimel. I was looking at Gimel. Simon Gimel. In Bezin Pachos be Gimel. B'chol Shloshen Nikram Bezin Afilu Had Yotos. Then it says the Heim Danim Es Adam Bal Karcho, etc. Pachos be Shlosha. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ain Dinehem Din Afilu Lo Ta'u. Elam Ke Kiblum Bali Dinim Aleihem. Two Shtayim Shadanu Ain Dinehem Din. We don't pass like Shmuel at all. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach, quoted here by the Spy and the Shach, the Bach holds, Dilainin Kiddushin, Yesh Lahachmir Kishmuel, Dinehem Din. If somebody gets married and it's the Bezd, obviously you only need two witnesses for a marriage, but if there's a Bezdin that's testifying or being saying that this occurred in front of us, we know this, such and such, the Shtar Kiddushin, whatever it is, so then you'd be Machmir that she should need to get. The Shach says, no, Lafiani is Daiti Nira Iker, to Lokaimel Kishmuel at all. Kaboshapasku, Harif, Vaharambam, Vaharash, Vahatur, Vishar Harbe Poskim. And therefore, even though there's a Bach that says maybe Lini Kiddushin, we're Machmir for Shmuel for two, but says the Shach that no, we don't Paskin like Shmuel at all. That is regarding the din of Shmuel. But then we get to the last line here. The last line said, so what's the Ukimta? It's a case where it says the Bezin of Ravana Ashi, and then it says not only the Bezin of Ravana Ashi, that we heard Rav Ashi himself told us. So if you look in the Rashi here, Rashi says about Rav Ashi, first skinny line, V'hai denokat Rav Ashi. Why dafka does the Gemara pick Rav Ashi out of all the great rabbis from the time of the Gemara? Lafisha Bezdino Hayo Rosh. B'yemei Ravina. Ravina and Ravashi. V'shneyem Sidru Gemara Shal Talmud Bavli. And they put together the Talmud Bavli. As the Gemara says in Bamitzia, again in a different context, Ravina v'Ravashi Sof Hora'a. U'biyamav Ne'emru Dvarim Halalu V'hukvu Gemara. Why does it pick Ravashi? Because he was the Koveya. He was the one with his partner, Ravina, put together the Gemara. And again, this is another Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, the status of the Gemara. It wasn't that it was, okay, they put together the Gemara, and there was no halachic status. There is a halachic importance to the fact that the Gemara was put together. Says the Ramah in Simen Chavhei. Talk that Simen about a Bezdin making a mistake. Dayan Shkol Dayan Shadon Dini Mamanis Vita'a. If you made a mistake, we're going to have this later on. We have this already, I think, once also. If you made a mistake in a mefurish din, then the whole thing doesn't hold water, and then the whole thing retracts. If you made a mistake in a shikol hadas, then it's different. But since says the Rama, yesh omrim dim nira ladayin lubnei doro mikach rayos mochrachos. If the Bezdin thinks, if a certain Bezdin in a certain time period assumes, based on proofs, she'ein hadin kamosha huskar b'poskim, that it's not like what it says in the poskim. If Rav Moshe Feinstein decides that he thinks the Chasam Sofer is not correct, and he thinks the din is otherwise, they are both doli aposkim, so then, what is the halacha? Yachol lachok alav. There's a lot of argue on him. Why? Me'achar she'eino niskar bigamara. After all, it's not in the Gemara. Meaning, the Ramah is saying, Beferish, you can't argue on the Gemara. Doesn't matter what I think. I can't argue on the Gemara. If it's a later posek, and I'm a major leaguer, if I'm Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I'm Chassam Sofer, so then, major leaguers are allowed to argue on the major leaguers, even if they're in a later generation. If they are convinced, because Rayos Bechrachos. Why is the Gemara, the established point that you can't argue, says the Gra, Da'al HaGemara, Ein Rishus Lahosif Lo Legroa. There's an Isser Baltosif and Baltigra on the Gemara, right? Just like on the Torah. Torah Shevachsav, so Torah and Torah Shebal Peh. That part of Torah Shebal Peh. Kol Shekin Lachlo, Kuma Shekasa, Beperek Apolim, Ravina Veravashi Sofa Ra'a. So that's the Gra. The Gra uses that to explain the Ramah and Simon Chafei that you can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara. Sorry? It has to be a Shita in the Gemara. It has got to be something. If the Gemara is, right, some things are not in the Gemara. Like, you got the extra amount. We spoke all but yesterday about Kitnius. Right? Kitnius is not in the Gemara. Right? So then we showed it. That's not arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara, I mean, the Gemara kind of says, it's Mutter to have rice. right? But it's mutter to have raisa. We say it's also to have raisa. So you ought to be extra machmir over the Gemara. But usually the other way cannot, one cannot hold up. So you see, that's Rashi here, the status of what Ravina and Rashi did. That's the Raman in Choshe Mishpat and Simon Chafei. That's also a Briska Rav. The Briska Rav, the Griz in Parshas Vayeschanan. The Griz quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which we might have wondered about in the past. Right, about the Shabbat, a couple of weeks, we started, Klal Yisrael starts learning Pirkei Avos, Shabbos afternoon. The Mishnah says, if I forget something from my learning, so I'm chayiv misa. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that, im shachach davar echad mea kabbalah adim seris lahar, izim is chayiv benafsho. Right, so that's pretty extreme. Right, if I forget something from my learning, I'm chayiv misa. What are we supposed to do? We all forget things. How am I supposed to continue and understand this Mishnah? So it says, Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, the Briska Rav quotes it. What does that mean? Shochev Tavrimi Mishnah So. That meant at a time when Torah was Nimsar Torah Shebal Peh, Ishmi Pi Ish. And then if I would have forgotten something, it would have been lost in the Mesorah, I would never have it anymore. That's when Mishchayet Benavsho. Because then that's not just a personal forgetting. That's a loss in the chain. It's a loss. But now that the Gemara has been written, after that, so then there's a different type of Torah Sheval Peh now. Not really being machadish. The way the Chazon Ish says is that all the Yesodos were created, and now this is all Hashlachot, this is all applications. That's all it is. So therefore, if you forget something now, okay, not so bad. Because it's not that you forgot something personally. You should try your best to remember. But that halacha of Shochech Tovar Echad Mishnaso was only Bizmana Mishnah and Bizmana Gemara. Once the Gemara was Nestam, so then that's it. So again, that's what he says. Another example of something that stops the end of the Gemara. That's Rashi, that's the Ramah and the Gran Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Briska Rav. One other. Again, there are many. We've spoken about this in the past. Other sources which relate to the fact that the Gemara that was Stivus HaTalmud was an important stage of the historical halachic process. The Noda Biyehuda in Etshuva and Siman Ayin Tes says the Noda Biyehuda in that there was a question that his student asked him that he was going out with a girl and his name was the same name as his future father-in-law. So the Shaila was, am I allowed to, is that a good idea? I know Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wrote in Sefer Chassidim that you're not supposed to marry somebody same name as a son-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. So is that, should I break off that I'm going out with her? So says the Rabbi Yehuda two paragraphs. The first paragraph, we spoke about in other contexts. And he says there that this is the important one for us. As well now. Da Talmidi Chavuvi, listen to my dear Talmud and put this aluach libecha. Haklal gadol she'ein l'chol hachachamim she'achar haTalmud rishus lomar dover neged haTalmud. Anybody who lives after the Gemara, you can't argue on the Gemara at all. V'ha'omer dover lister kuso shel yud b'divrei haTalmud lo yechashi b'chol chachmei Yisrael. He's not one of the Balei Masorah, can't be. And therefore, if you find that a later rabbi, a Rishon, argued on the Gemara, you have one or two choices. Either say that he's not one of the Chachmei Masorah, would rather not say that, or the other choice is that he's not really poskening. Maybe he's saying something specific and personal. And there, he didn't mean it to be halacha for Klal Yisrael. So says the Noda Biyehuda, we find many quote-unquote halachos, dinim, speaking about yesterday, somebody said about these, like, says that now that many people are machmir about things. So I quoted to Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss says, today, nowadays, there aren't mitzvahs. There are inyanim. What is it? It's an inyan. Is it a halacha? It's not a halacha. So Rav Asher Weiss jokes. He says, no more mitzvahs today. It's only inyanim. Be'inyan. It's an inyan to do it. It's a mitzvah to do it. It's a halacha to do it. It's not a halacha to do it. So Rashi Weiss says, ha'ara on our generation. Anyways, it says in Noda Biyehuda that it must be that when Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote his Tzava and all those dinim, he wrote it for his family. Because there are many things there that are against the Gemara. Against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a good thing to marry your niece. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says it's also to marry your niece. Here, there's another one. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says that a brother cannot marry, is also two brothers cannot marry two sisters. And it says there in the Gemara that Rav Papa and Shlo Yisa Abu Bino, a father and a son, Shtei Achyos, should have married two sisters. For Rav Papa Ubino, Nasu Shtei Achyos. So you have many examples that you find of items in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that is against the Gemara. So it must be that that's written personally for his for his family, he thought, but Ruach HaKodesh, that this wouldn't be Ola Yafeh, these ideas in his family. But don't worry about it. And that's what he said. What does he say? He says, if they can't argue on the Gemara, because if they argue on the Gemara, then you have to do one of these, either they're not Bali Masora, or say they didn't mean it Lahalacha. So again, that's also goes on our list of the power of the Gemara. The second paragraph is the Musa Shmuz, where he says, and by the way, why does everybody ask me these kinds of shaylas about the father-in-law, son-in-law, and these difficult situations? Nobody asks me. They don't have midos, so should I still go out with them? It's a great family, but he's not a Bal Derech Eretz. Ask me the shilos about the personality of. He says, but nobody asked me those shilos. Everybody's only interested in the side problems of the names. He says, halavai, we should ask those problems. But tapahani al rova olam shalasi's bitam la ama aretz who pashed at slum veid choshish lihimana vehu neged divrei chazal she omru ki lekofte umanichal fneha ari. Right, if you give somebody your daughter that doesn't know anything, so he says we have to get our priorities down correctly. Okay, weiter. So that all comes from the Rashi. All comes from Ravashi, Ravina, Ravashi, Sof, Hora, weiter. Tanur Rabbanan, fourth to last skinny line. Omar Lohen Echad. If somebody comes over to Yarshim and says, Ani Ra'isi Avichem, Shehitvin Mos Beshita Tovil Migdal, I saw your father before he died hide money in a box, in a tower, Va Omar, and he told me, and they didn't know that there was money at all. He says, oh, there's money out in the closet over there, in a hidden compartment. The Amar shall ploni hain. But he says, by the way, your father told me that it belonged to so and so. Shall my sersheni hain. Or it belongs, is my sersheni. You gotta take it to Yerushalayim. So is this man trusted? It's one aid. So one aid says he trusted. So Babai is for all my clothes. And let's say they go find it. And it's there. So do they have to trust, oh, it belongs to so and so? So in the house, for all my clothes. We don't trust him. Why? Because we assume, maybe you saw the father, but they found it. You can't read over any riyas. By momentous, you need two witnesses to say that it goes to so-and-so. So therefore, we do not trust him, that it belongs to by momentous. But what about Maisra Shani? Isn't that Isurin? Erech HaNem of Isurin. So why aren't they trusted regarding Isurin? So the Meiri. Meiri asked that question. So the Meiri has a fundamental line. V'avapish Erech HaNem of Isurin, Chazaka Lahakel, Avalahachmir Lo. Regarding other people's money, you're not believed to say Lachumra. Regarding your money, you can say whatever you want. But if I go over to you and say, you know what, your money is Avodah Zarah money. Your money is that. You're not believed to ask for other people's money. So Eidechanim B'Bisurin applies to yourself totally, but to somebody else, says the Meiri, and only applies Le Hakel. Meaning, so I could say my food is kosher, and therefore you could eat it. So Eidechanim B'Bisurin Le Hakel regarding you. So if it's in the house, Lo Maklum. But if it's in the field, we trust him. Why? Because the guy could have just gone out and taken it himself and given it to so and so. So he didn't do that. He could have done that. That's biyado. Kol shel davar. Kol she biyado litzlan. If I could have taken it, varav kayamin, ein biyado litzlan. If it's in the house, lo aber klum. So then it's nothing. That is case number one. Next, harisha rosa viyet shidmin mos b'shita tevil migdal. If they saw, the children saw the father hide the money in a shita tevil migdal. V'yamar shel ploni hein shel b'yisr sheni hein. And then he says, it belongs to so-and-so. It belongs to, it's b'yisr sheni money. And then he dies. So we can't really continue the conversation. Says the Gemara, im kamosher dvarav. If he was saying it seriously, he's like giving over. You could tell he's saying it. It's his last ratzon. If he's saying it seriously, dvarav kayamin. But im kamarim, if he's just trying to be marim, trying to trick, he kind of doesn't want his kids to take his money now. He's like, oh, belongs to so and so. He doesn't want his kids to spend so freely and think they have money in the bank. So then, lo amar klum. Right? So then, we don't trust him. Period. The Hagos Ashri here says, it's only if the father put it in a place that was guarded. If the father just threw it somewhere, then that's called an Aveda Midas. Aveda Midas, if I just throw money away, so then I'm not, it's not mine anymore. So Machlokas, the Rambam in the tour, what is an Aveda Midas? Is it totally Hefker and I can pick it up? Let's say I see you throw a pen into the river. Or throw your what? Throw something away. Am I allowed to go and take that? Aveda Midas? Or is there's at least no chiyuv hashavas aveda. If you throw something, midas, there's no Shabbos Aveda. Is it totally hefker? That's the machlokas, the Rambam in the tour. The Rambam says it is not totally hefker. Still, there's no chiyuv hashava. But there's a lot of lumpness. So regarding this machlokas, the Rambam says, Af al pi she'asur l'roa davar zelito la'atzmo, eino zakag la'achsir. That's gezela yuralef yuralef. That's the Rambam. It's not totally hefker. The Torah says it is totally hefker. A lot of lumpness. The Achronim talk about that machlokas, but that's what the Agos HaShriyer says. It has to be hitman. He put it down somewhere. Because if he just threw it away, then it would not be. It would not be any chiyuvim regarding the. It would not be considered the fathers anymore. And third case, Hareishayim Mitztar Al Moshe Niach Lavosav. Let's say you know your father left you some money. You just don't know where it is. Uba Baal HaChalom V'Yamarlo Kach V'Kachein. And the Baal HaChalom, whoever that is, comes, and you have a dream, and it says, this is the amount of money, Babaka Plodi, and it's in such, such and such a place. So, Shal Meister Shani Hain, and it's Meister Shani. Zehaya Meisa V'Amru, it happened. And they said, take the money and keep it. V'Amru Divrei Chalomos, Lo Malin, V'Lo, Lo Ridin. Very important line, famous line, don't worry about dreams. Piri. So who's the Baal HaChalom? So Rashi says, Sar hamare chalomos balayla. There's a malach in charge of dreams. It's a malach in charge of dreams, Rashi says. Next time you have a dream, you know you just had a conversation with a malach. Right? So that's Sada, the one that's memuna on chalomos. The bala chalomos. Remember the Gemara in Mesechus Brachas. Some of you might remember it. The Gemara in Brachas Dav Yud. The Gemara says there, Amar bichanan, afilo achalomos, omer lo adam lo machar hu meis, al yimana atzlom arachamim. Even if a person has a dream that Rechmanel is either going to die the next day, don't stop davening. Don't stop davening. Again, the Baal HaChalomos. The Baal HaChalomos is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it sounds like in that Gemara. But here Rashi says Sar Hamare Chalomos Halayla. Says the Ran, what's the Chiddush here? What's the Chiddush here that you're allowed to keep the money? Is a Chalom greater than an Eid Echad? We just said two lines ago that an Eid Echad is not trusted for to say it's somebody else's. So what, a dream is better? Listen to the Ran. Chalom adif. Chalom might be better. Why? Shehu echad mishishim me nevuah. It's 1/60th of a nevuah. So therefore, you might say that's better than an Eid Echad. It's 1/60th of a nevuah. We also know that it's 1/60th of death. Right, the Gemara says. So, but say so. What's the other nevuah? Kamash malan deafilu achi derechalavos lomadav lomoridin lesser lomamano. No, even so, and even though there's raglayim ladavar, because in the dream they told you exactly where it was and how much money it was. So, is it, it must be mistama a message? Doesn't matter. Afilu achi lomahani achalamos lesser. No, the kibat shekain, and then he quotes. Because of this mashmali, if somebody in a dream makes a neder, let's say in a dream I made a neder that I have to, I'm not allowed to eat cake anymore. Or I make a neder that I have to give staka. Let's say I dream in shul that I'm sitting in shul and I said I'm going to give such a amount of money that everybody gives me so much credit that I get shlishi. Right? Unbelievable, I have a dream like that. Do I have to give the money? Says the Rano. Right, even though the Gemara says elsewhere in Nedarim that if I'm put in Chayrim in a dream, I need Hatara. That's the only one. That's what the Gemara asks. This Gemara versus that Gemara. All the Rishonim. If you put a Chayrim in a dream, you need Hatara. That's because to min Shamayim Niduhu. There's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval neder, where Nedarim is Isurin, so then he quotes a Rashba that says you need it, his Rebbe, right? He said no. The Rashba says you need Heter if you took a neder in a dream, but says the Ran, I don't think so. Anyway, that's a fascinating machlokas, the Ran and the Rashba. Okay, it's all about dreams. Again, there's a big discussion about how much you're supposed to rely, can you rely on dreams in terms of psak? There's Agos HaShri and Avodah Zarah, where there was a certain, he writes that he was a certain fish, the Barbuta fish, which he allowed. He mounted it, he figured it out, he mounted it, it has scales, it has fins, and that night he had a dream, and there's a picture of him giving spiders to Klal Yisrael, and insects. And he woke up the next morning and he asked for the Barbuta. He said, no, there's a picture of him feeding Shkatzim, yeah, so you see, Paskin based on the dream. So again, you find various stories. Generally, though, like the Gemara says in the ninth parak in Brachas, and the Gemara here, dreams might show little messages, but the Paskin based on a dream, you know, we usually don't. Maybe at the end, if we have time later, we'll continue now, but all the stories that we mentioned in the past have different simanim min hashamayim that Poskim took. Oh, it must be that this should not be done. There are stories about the Gra and about the Chasam Sofer, which maybe we'll mention later if there's time. Okay, but now let's continue. Says the Gemara. Shaimon Rem Zakai, Chulu. Back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah that we had yesterday on Shabbos, right? Bezit of 3, 2 to 1, right? 2 wins, right? The Mamadis can win by 1. So, Michtav Hechi Kasvi. How do they write the document of Bezit after the Psak? Let's say it was a 2 to 1. Let's say it was 2 to 1. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zakai. Rabbi Yochanan says, you just write Zakai. Period. Innocent. Rabbi Yishlakash Amar, Ploni, Ploni Mizakin, Uploni Mechayev. Rabbi Yishlakash says, no, you write exactly what each Dayan paskind. Rebbe Eliezer, or, right, Rebbe Elazar, Amar, mi divrei hen nizdake ploni. From the words of the Bezdin, nizdake ploni. So-and-so got Zakai. So you know, it came from the group. You don't know who paskin what, though. So my binai, what exactly is the machlokas between them? Ike binai, ulushlume ihu, manta bahadayu. The machlokas is about, let's say it comes out that the two bezdin that were, two dayanim that were machayev made a mistake. So they have to pay back the first guy. Does the third guy also have to pay? So it depends. To Lamanda, Amar Zakai, the one who says that the Bezdin came out with one psak, one unified psak, Zakai Mishalim, he has to pay. Well, Lamanda, Ploni Ploni Mizakai, Ploni Ploni Mechayvin, Lo Mishalim. But according to the one that says they specify, he doesn't have to pay, because he wasn't Mechayv the guy. The Gemara says, 1 minute, to Lamanda, Amar Zakai Mishalim. If you say Zakai, he has to pay, because it was a unified psak, Lema Lahu, why can't he tell them, Ila Didid Saisisud, if you would have listened to me, Atonami Lo Shal Mitun. If you would have listened to me, you wouldn't be paying either. I'm not at fault. I didn't do anything. I paskin that he's innocent. So Ella Ikebenayo, you're right. This is the nafkamina. Lishlume inhu manta dide. Do the two have to pay his portion? That's the machlokas. Dilamanda Amar Chai Zakai Mishalmi. According to what it says, it's a unified psak of Zakai. They have to pay. Lumanda Amar Ploni Ploni Mizakin Ploni Ploni Machai Velo Mishalmi. But if you say it's separate psakim, then they don't have to pay. Again, the Gemara asks. Doesn't fit. If it's a unified psak, then they have to pay his portion. Let these two guys say to the third guy, it's the third dayan, ilav at bahadon, if you wouldn't have been with us, lo havi solak dina midi, we wouldn't have had a bezdin, and we wouldn't have been able to paskin. We just said, right, Shmuel, ain't dina handin. So we knocked that one out too. According to the second view, they would pay, each of them would split, they each would pay a third, and then they would each split the other guys between the two of them. The third mandamar says all three have to pay. What, within, oh, the amachlok is within? According to the second answer of the Gemara, the two of them, that Paskin Machayev, would split the third guy's portion, and the other guy would say, no, they're potter. And the party would only get two-thirds. In a chinami, the party would only get two-thirds, he would lose. That doesn't hold, that might have been another question. But the Gemara doesn't ask that one because it rejects it anyway. Ela ikibinayu, third answer, really, halacha l'maisa, there's no difference. For the difference is the following. Mishum lo selek rachel ba'amecha. Is this a violation if you announce who said what? Is it an isser of rechilus? Is this an isser of that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zakai, mishum lo selek rachel. Rachel says you can't say who did what. That's an isser of rechilus. It's like Lashon Hara. So therefore, you can't say that, right? Not for, the Chafetz Chaim talks all about it in the Sefer. What's the difference between Rechilus and Lashon Hara? But again, not for now. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot specify because it's Rechilus. Reish Lakash Amar, no. Ploni Ploni Mezakin, U Ploni Mechayev. Why? Mishum Demechzi Keshikra. Why? Because if you wouldn't write it, it would look like a lie. And therefore, Tosva says, so that there's no Rechilus there. Because you have to do it. You have to do it because you can't lie. So therefore, Rechilus is only for no reason. This is how I'm understanding Tosfos. And therefore, there is no Rechilus when it's for a constructive purpose. Mechzi Keshikra. Rabbi Lazar, Isle Demar. Rabbi Lazar's in the middle. He thinks there's an issue of Rechilus, but he doesn't want to say it Beferish. Hilka Kasvi Hachi B'divreihem Nizdake Ploni. That's why you write a middle approach from the court without specifying who. The psak came out that there was a zchus. We mentioned a nice quote in the past of, you know, Rechilus talking about what the Bezdin did. Great people talk about ideas, medium people talk about things, and little people talk about other people. Right? That's the message of Rechilus. We have to make sure that we define ourselves as great people, and therefore we spend our day talking about ideas. That's the greatest usage of the Koach HaDibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Okay, weiter. Gomer as adavar, hayu machnisin. Once they're ready to give a psak, they finish their discussion, so they brought everybody back in. Solomon, who did they bring back in? The Gemara just says they bring him back in. Who went out? Who did they bring back in? Ilim labale dinim. If they brought the parties back in, hasam kaimi. They didn't go anywhere. They've been sitting in court, right? So well, they didn't leave. Eladim. Oh, it must be that you bring the witnesses in together. Aye, so therefore, why? Keman deloka Reb Nasan. And this is against Reb Nasan Shita. De Tanya. Okay, coming up are two arguments. Two machlokos. The second one is about Reb Nasan. But the following two. De Tanya, and the Gemara is going to talk about each one for the rest of the blot. First machlokos. Lo olam ein edusa mistarefes asheyu shtei ke'echad. The Tanakhama holds that by Dine Mominis, Edim cannot testify unless they're testifying on the same event. The same event. You'll see what the contrast is. Rabbi Shua Bekarcha Omer, Afilu Bezecharzeh. Shua Bekarcha says, no, even one after another. Meaning, we'll see Rabbi Shua Bekarcha means that I could come to court, two witnesses could come to court and say, we saw Reuven lend Shimon money on Sunday, and then two other witnesses could come to court and say, we saw Reuven lend Shimon money on Tuesday, and they could be mitztaref. Even though it's, even one witness on each event. Even one witness on each event, those Lamaisa, two witnesses say that Reuven owes Shimon money. That's it. Even though it's on two different events, so what? By Dina Mominus, you could combine them. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. The Tanakhama says, no way. It's two different events. So we'll get back to that. That's one machlokas. But the Gemara is referring to the second machlokas now. The Ein Eidus Meskayemes Bebezdin Ad She Yeidu Shnei Ke'echad. And also, Eidus only stands up in court until if the witnesses testify together. They're there at the same time. And that is the Shita in our Mishnah. Rabbi Nasan Omer no, Shomen Dvarav Shaldeh Hayom, Ukashiyava Chavir Lamachar, Shomen is Dvarav. No, you can have it one day after another day. One day could come today, the other day could come tomorrow. So you see, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Nasan. Because you say, you see, our Mishnah says, Machnisan as Eidim. You bring the Eidim in together. So is that true? So the Gemara says, no. Lo, lo olam labali dinim. Maybe our Mishnah could fit into Rabbi Nasan because our Mishnah is referring to the parties. Rabbi Nechemya he the Tanya, because it's like Rabbi Nechemya who says Rabbi Nechemya Omer kachayu min hagan shel nekiyeh hadas of Yerushalayim. This was the minog of the nekiyeh hadas in Yerushalayim. This is the second time in our parak that we've had the nekiyeh hadas. Right, we had them back on Daf Chav Gimel also. If you remember Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph, we also had the Kiyah Hadas. Machlis and Lamali Dinim. So what they used to do, they brought in the parties. V'shomen Devrehen. U'machlis and Seidev Shomen Devrehen. The judges brought in the Bali Dinim and the witnesses, and then they threw everybody out for the discussion. U'motzi and Osal Machutz. Right, the jury, the judges are behind closed doors. V'nosev v'nosev v'davar, and that's it. So the mission is going like Rav Nechemya. It's not against Rabbi Nasan. But we have a brisa that says you bring the Eidim back in. So I eat the look Reb Nasan. You're right. That brisa might be against Reb Nasan, but our Mishnah could fit into Reb Nasan. Our Mishnah could be talking about the Balei Dinim. Fine. Gufa. So now let's talk about each of these arguments. Gufa. The Tanakhama says that the witnesses have to see the same event. Rabbi Shua Mekarcha Omer. Afilu Bezachar Zeb. Even one after another. But Micah Miflagi, what's the machlokas about? Some say it's a pasuk, and some say it's based on a svara, because we find elsewhere same level. Svara and pasuk. The Gemara says in two places. Why do you need the Gemara quotes a pasuk for a source of a certain halacha? The Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. So you see, svara is on the level of daraisa. The Gemara says that by Hamosa Mechaber Alavaraya. By Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, and the Gemara says it also in Ksubis, a Daf Chafez, about Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hiter. Right? Those are the two Svaras in Shas, which the Gemara gives a Pasuk, and then the Gemara says, what do you need a Pasuk for? It's a Svara. So the Gemara uses the Pasuk for something else. So here, the Gemara in many places says, though, quoting a Halacha, maybe it's a Pasuk, maybe it's a Svara. As follows. You might say, a Svara. Some say it's a Svara. Amana the Kamasid High, Lo Kamasid High, the $100 that this one's being made, testifying about, this one isn't. Umana the Kamasid High, Lo Kamasid High, that's the Tanakhama Shita. They're talking about two different events. So these two witnesses cannot combine. The Idach, Barim Shuat Mekarcha holds, Amana Ba'alma, Ba'alma, Travayo Kamasadi. Lamaisa, they're both testifying that Reuven owes Shimon $100. And by Mominus, that's all you need. By Mominus, all you need is the Mominus, the Eidus. Put it this way. Say it this way. It's not on the act. It's on the obligation. That's what Eidus on Mominus is about. You don't care exactly as much what happened as this is the chiyuv that's owed. Right? Hodos batin kibay eitim dami. Do I know exactly what happened? No. But I know there's an obligation here. So that's what Rabbi Shua says by Mamanis. Vibayse makra. Now they say it's based on a pasuk. Dichsiv v'hu eid o ra'a o yada. That's the pasuk by Shvuas Eidus. V'tanya. The fact that it says in one eid echad cannot testify. I know eid in the Torah means one. So matam alomar echad. Why did it say eid echad? Zebanav is to teach me. Eid shnayim. Whenever it says eid in the Torah means two witnesses. Why? Because one place it says eid echad. So any other place that it says eid, it must mean a group, a kat, and that is two. The afki rachmada b'loshon chad, and why did it say that? L'meimar ad chazut shavayu kachad. Two witnesses are referred to in the Torah as one. To teach me, they have to testify together. They have to testify about the same event. The idach v'hu eid orao yadam mikol makom. The other one is a drasha. No, mikol makom. Even if they're not testifying about the same event, they're testifying about a loan on Sunday and a loan on Tuesday. That's Rabbi Yeshua Mekar Chashita. That is the first machlokas. Tosis talks about, not here, but elsewhere, Yeshua ben Karcha. What was his father's name? Karcha. Kireach? What? Oh, so some Bali Tosfos say that was Rabbi Akiva. Yeshua ben Karcha is really the son of Rabbi Akiva. They called him Kireach. Other Bali Tosfos say, Chas v'shalom! What are you calling Rabbi Akiva? The bald one! What kind of covet is that? Interesting. Bali Tosfos discuss whether Yeshua ben Karcha is really Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that is the first machlokas. Next, mikol makom, eni dusu miskayemus bebezdin, ashi idu shnei ke'echad. Rabbi Dawson Omer, shomen dvarav shalzeh hayom, ukshiyav ha'chaber l'machar shomen dvarav. So again, machlokas between them, whether they have to testify together. So b'maika miflaki, iba yisem asvara, iba yisem akra, the same double. Iba yisem asvara, some say it's a machlobesis on svara mar, savar, eid echad ki asi, l'shvua asi, l'mamona lo asi. One aid can only be mechayev a shvua. We know there are three shvuos mida araisa. One of them is shvuos mod bebiksas. The other one is shvuos hashomrim. Number three is shvuos eid echad. If I bring one aid that says you owe me $100, you don't have to pay me, but you have to swear to me that you don't owe me the money. So if one aid comes today, of course he has nothing to do with dini mamadis. So therefore, you can't have the other aid come tomorrow. So therefore, you have to have him the same day. So they're a group of witnesses. The idach says Reb Nosson back. Atuki asi b'hadi adadi b'chad puma kamisadi. Reb Nosson says, what do you mean? When they're even when they come the same day, are they testifying mamash at the same moment? They're still separate. But ela mitzarfina lo must be one after another is good enough, and you combine them. So achanami litzrafinu. So to here we are mitzarif them. Big sugya shvuas eid echad is an eid echad in lamdis. Is an eid echad zero regarding mamanis? Zero. Mechayev a shvua. What if the person can't take a shvua? You have the principle of mitoch she'eni yochali shava mishalim. So, in a backhanded way, an eid echad can cause mamanis. But does the eid echad really have nothing to do with that mamanis? He's a zero for mamanis. You're right. Bezdin is mechayev mamanis if not. What do we say? No. An eid echad is half a kant. He's half a kant. He's half mamanis. Right? Do you say that or not? So that's a big discussion. When we trust in Eidach Lagabi Shvua, is he totally different? He doesn't do it with two witnesses? Or he is Mechayev Mamon in some way? Anyway, that's Lamdis for another time. V'ibay Zemakra, or maybe it's based on a pasuk. Im lo yagid v'nasav, oh no. Really, that pasuk says, if he doesn't say his Haggadah, he will have to bear a sin if he doesn't testify. U'dekulei alma karabanan, depligei le debshuv bekarcha. And really, both Rabbi Nosson and his bar plukta hold like the Rabbanan, who say that you have to witness the same event. The hacha ba'akushe Haggadah, the re'ia kamiflagi. The machlokas is, do we compare the re'ia to the Haggadah? The re'ia, the event has to be the same event, together. Do you compare that to the Haggadah? Mar Sava Makshinan Haggadah L'Ri'iyah. One says yes. Mar Sava Lo Makshinan. And Reb Nosson says no. Where does this Machlokas come up? L'Maisa today? It's come up in L'Maisa. So it comes up on Friday night. We know there's a Chumrah. There's a Chumrah of the Magen Avram, based on the tour, that we say Vayechulu on Friday night. We say Vayechulu. So we say Vayechulu. So there's a Chumrah. They say, oh, let's say you say a long Shmona Esrei. So you finish after the Chazan finish, after the Tzibur said Vayechulu. So what do we usually do? We get our friend, Vayechulu, Vayechulu, Vayechulu. We say it together with somebody. So where does that come from? So the Magen Avram says you have to say it together. Because it's Eidus. It's Eidus, you have to say it together. asks the Machzis HaShekel, Alva Magen Avram, what are you talking about? We say it together. We don't paskin like Rav Nosson. That's what he says. We don't paskin like Rav Nosson. What do you have to say it together for? It's one after another. And even so, he continues, even if you paskin like Rav Nosson, no witnesses testify at the same exact moment. Even Rav Nosson agrees, our Gemara just said, it's one after the other. So if I say it 10 minutes after the whole Kehillah, what's the problem? That's regular Eidus, even according to Rav Nosson. So says the Machzis HaShekel, maybe this is a different type of Eidus. This is Eidus on Brias HaOlam. Eidus on Brias HaOlam, different rules. You want it to be together, together, mamish. And that's why we're Machmir for Super Rav Nosson. Even Rav Nosson doesn't usually require this, but we paskin like Super Rav Nosson in this case. Good. There is a chumra of the Bir Halacha. Fascinating. Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes, that right there in Simin Reish Samaches, that you should hurry up your Shmona Esrei a little bit on Friday night, so you try to get Vayechulu with the Tzibur. And the Chazon Ish screams at this Bir Halacha. What are you talking about? It's a chumra, Gabi chumra, to try. First of all, we said Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. Isn't that good? And we're going to say Vayechulu later on in Kiddush. You're going to say it now. You say it because of a gzeira for a yontif shechol yis b'shabbes. You hurry up your shmona esrei for that, says the Chazanish. I don't understand that. That can't be. It's machlokas, pure halacha, the Chazanish. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Shimon ben al Yakan avi mishtakan al Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Chanino al mismachay. Rabbi Shimon was trying to give Rabbi Yossi smicha, and he never could do it. Look at Messiah Milse. He never got the bezin together. He never could give him smicha. Yom achad avi Yosef kami to Rabbi Yochanan. One day he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Oh my lahu! And Rabbi Yochanan asked his class, "Mi ika diyada halacha Rabbi Shua bekarcha lo? Does anybody know if the halacha like Rabbi Shua bekarcha?" So Amar Leir Rabbi Shimon al Yakim dein yada. So Rabbi Shimon says, this guy really knows. He wanted to give his students, he wanted to get this guy smicha. Ask him, he knows. So Amar Lei, Lema Eza, who are you talking about? Which guy, which kid? Amar Lei, Lisbechei Mabaresha. First give him smicha, and then I'll give you an answer. So Samchei, Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, I hereby confer smicha on you. So you give him smicha. So usually smicha is 4 years, right? No, but here, automatic. Give him smicha. Amar lei bini, amar likach kesa shemata. Okay, son, now tell me. I gave you smicha, now tell me what you've heard. Amar lei kach shemati. This is what I heard. Shemoder, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says you don't have to see the same event, agrees to Rabbi Nosson that you don't have to testify the same day. Says Rabbi Yochanan, amar lazeh usrachti. For this, I needed you. You didn't answer my question. You're giving me irrelevant information. Hashda uma ikar re'iyah bahadi hadadi. If the ikar re'iyah, which you might have said, at least they have to see the same event. Amar Rabbi Shua Mekarcha lo be'inon. Rabbi Shua Mekarcha says, you don't even have to see the same event. Hagadami ba'i. Of course you don't have to see, you don't have to testify together. What are you telling me? So amalei ho ba'alisa lo teirid. But once I gave you smicha, I'm not going to take it back. You can keep your smicha. You can keep your smicha. Amar Rabzeira Shmamina, Gavra Rabba, Kivan de Samich, Samich. A great person, once he gets smicha, once he gave smicha, he gave smicha. You see on the side, it changes the girsa of to Kivan de Istamich, Istamich. The Marshal changes it to, since a person already got smicha, he got smicha. What's his big deal? He says, because this our girsa is against the Rambam. Our guess, what Rambam? The Rambam says if you gave smicha to somebody who doesn't deserve it, of course it doesn't work. If you give smicha, the Rambam says in Sanhedrin, Dalet Tez Vav, in Sanhedrin, where's my Rambam? Sanhedrin, Dalet Tez Vav, says the Rambam, Mi she'eno roi ladun, mipnei she'eno yodea, o mipnei she'eno hagun, ein harashus mo elos lo klum ashi hei ra'oi. And the Rambam says, "Shahamaktish balmum lemizbeach ain kedusha chala alav." If you're maktish a balmum, there's no kedusha there. That's his mashal. So if you give smicha to somebody who's not fit, it doesn't work. So the Marshal says, "What's the Gemara talking about? Keep it the samach samach." So he changes it. He says, it doesn't mean once you gave smicha. No, don't focus on the giver. Focus on the receiver. Once a person who's fitting got smicha, then he keeps the smicha. Even if he later, that's unclear. But maybe he was wrong. He just gave a wrong, right. L'chor, he was wrong to get smicha. L'chor, he was right to get smicha. But don't say it's automatic. And once you gave smicha, you gave smicha. That's why he changes it to, mistamich. Amrim chibar ben amarav, alakrim shuben karcha, baby kagot bim metaltalin, talakazak bishuben karcha, by karka or metaltalin. What's karka? If one witness says he admitted to me on Tuesday that this land is his, and on Monday, a different day, he admitted to me that this land is his. So by karka, it's not such a chiddush, because they're testifying about the same piece of land. By metaltalin, it's about different loans. So Rabbi Rav says, Allah, like Rashi Bekarcha, by both. Ula says, Allah, I'm like Rashi Bekarcha, by karkos, avalo by metaltalin. The Allah is like Rashi Bekarcha, by karka, because that's about the same piece of land. It's just different admittings, but not betaltlin. Amalei abayim halacha malal de pligi. The halacha is like kiv. Is that mashma that the rabbanon would argue? The amar Rabbi Abba, amar Rav Huna, amar Rabbi Rav. Modib chacham Rabbi Yeshua bekarka beedis karka. What do you mean the chacham would agree by edis karka? Because it's about the same piece of land. It's about the same piece of land. They say he admitted to me on Tuesday that this land is Shimon's, and the other guy says he admitted to me on Wednesday this land is Shimon's. So that everybody agrees to. The Tanya Ravidi Bravin, also Ravidi Bravin says, Benizik and Debe Karna, in the Bryces that Karna learned all about Nezikin, in Seder Nezikin, Modin Chachamel Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, the Chachamel agreed to Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha in the following cases, Be'edis Bachar, where two witnesses, each one testify about a mum on a Bechor animal. We know if a Bechor gets a mum, then the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. He doesn't have to bring it as a carbon. A Bechor mum. So therefore, each one can testify that there was a mum on this animal, and therefore the Kohen can keep it. Ube Edis Karka, what are we speaking about, that the person admits that this Karka belongs to so-and-so. Ube Edis Chazaka. Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If one aid says that I saw him squatting the first 3 years of Shemitah, and a second aid says I saw him squatting the last 3 years of Shemitah, that's good enough. That's also good enough because they're each testifying on 3 years. V'chein Shebeben V'Shebebas. And also two witnesses that testify that a person is a gadol or a gadola. We'll get back to that. So you see from there that how can you say the halakha is like Yeshua Mekarcha when it comes to Karka? What do you think? Chacham argue with that? Everybody agrees. So the Gemara says you're right. Gavra karamis, masar pligi, masar lo pligi. There's a machlokas about it. You're right. The person who says halacha is like a shibek karcha, holy, they come argue even in that case. Okay. Again, there's a lot here, but these dafim and sanhedrin are big. My v'chein shebem shebebas. What exactly is the edus that is being discussed? That you could combine two witnesses that are testifying that a boy is a gadol or a girl is a gadola. If one witness testifies about one hair on one spot on the girl, and the other witness testifies about one hair on a different spot, so then they're each testifying about nothing. That's chatzi davar. That's not edus. So Ella echad omar shtayim begaba, v'echad omar shtayim bekreisa. No, they're each testifying that she was a gdola. So that could be combined. That's what they hold. That could be combined. Period. Amar Rav Yosef. I know. I mean, Ula Alacha Rabbi Shimon Bekarcha Beim Bekarcha Beim Mavtalin. I heard in the name of Ula that the Alacha is like Rabbi Yeshua Bekarcha across the board. V'Rabban and Da'asumi Mechusa Amri Amar Rav Zeirin Shvei the Rav Bekarcha Ina Alobim Mavtalin. And I heard in the name of Rav that it's only by Karka. Remember, what's the case by Karka? It's much more Mistaver. Where Eita testified that at two different times, he admitted that this land belongs to so-and-so. But it was just two different times, but about the same piece of land. That's why we'll paskin like him more by karka than by metaltalin. That sheet is Rav. So Rav letaimei, and Rav goes according to his reasoning. We'll be finished in 1 minute. Diyama Rav, hodah achar hodah. Halva, hodah achar halva mitztarfi. You know what? I don't want to, it'll take me a minute to do it, but I'd rather not rush through it. So let's, Rav letaimei, we'll start with tomorrow, by the Hashem. We'll finish up to the two dots, and then we will, by the Hashem, continue. Okay, by the Hashem, tomorrow we finish, by the Hashem, it's like third parak, and we will continue. Okay, today's shiur again was sponsored, the Refuah Shalema, Be'el Achana Bas Esther.